Sagt der Heilige Mishna weiter, Masechtes Zvachim, Perik Vav, Mishna Vav. What happens if he didn't do all the things he was supposed to do in the previous Mishnah? What happens if Loi Heser, he didn't remove? Loya Samura, not the crop. Loyas Bnei Ma'ayim, Hayot Samima, and not the intestines that come out with the crop. Instead, he burnt them on the Mizbeach. Veloy Sefage B'melach. He also didn't fill through and through the bird's head and the goof with salt before burning it. So basically, whatever he could do wrong, he did wrong. But Zakta Mishnah is still kosher, because the rule is kosher shinaba. Any change that's made, me'achar shemitzas dama, after squeezing out its blood, k'sheira is kosher. Once the blood has been squeezed out, that's the main part of the avodah. The carbon is kosher. He's supposed to do things right afterwards. L'chatchila. But b'di'avad, it's still kosher. What would passel? Suppose hivdil b'chatas. By the carbon chatas, instead of just cutting through one of them, he cut through both the windpipe and the food pipe. Both simon. Or v'loy hivdil b'ayla. Or by the carbon ayla, where he was supposed to, he did not cut through both of them. He only cut one of them. Pasal. Because this is a shinui. This is something that went wrong, that took place before the avoid of squeezing out the blood. Vaita says the Mishnah, Mitzah dam haroish, v'loy mitzah dam haguf. We learned it by the oil sa'if. There was no hazah, sprinkling from the body, but there was mitzui, and the mitzui is divided into two. First from the body, squeezing the body, and then the roish. He squeezed out the blood of the head, but he didn't squeeze out the blood of the guf of the bird, psula. On the other hand, mitzah dam haguf. He did squeeze out the blood of the body of the bird. V'loy mitzah dam haroish, k'sheirit is kosher. Bat Tanura explains that most of the bird's blood is in the guf. The lashon of the Bat Tanura, the ikar dam in beguf hi deshchichi, and therefore, without the guf, it's like nothing. With the guf, that's enough. So in the Mishnah, we learned that if he didn't do the things that he was supposed to do, that we learned about in Mishnah, hey, didn't remove the crop, didn't remove the feathers in that area, didn't take out the b'nei mayim that come out with it, didn't salt it. Being that these are shinuyim that took place after the squeezing of the blood, it is kosher. But if you made a mistake in the malika, which happens before the mitziyata, for example, by the carbon chatas, which was supposed to have only one simen cut, he cut both. Or by the carbon oila, which is supposed to have both the food pipe and the windpipe cut, he cut only one of them, then it's possible. If he did squeeze out the blood, but just from the rush, not from the guf, it's possible. But if he did do the guf, although he didn't do the rush, it is still kosher. I want to remind you that by the chata sa'if, the mitzvah is only by the guf. You don't even have to do it from the rush. Even l'chatchila. We're talking about the oila sa'if, where you learn you're supposed to do it by both. So it goes without saying, by the chata sa'if, if he just did the rush, of course it's possible. The rush has no shaykh. It's not even on the l'chatchila list. I also want to remind you that by the chata sa'if, there's a mitzvah of hazah, spraying from the guf, and then the mitzvah, and then pressing. By the oila sa'if, there's only the pressing. There's actually a shita by the chata sa'if that with just the hazah, even if you skip the mitzvah altogether, it may be kosher. But the ma'isa armish is talking about the oila sa'if, but the oila sa'if, you have to have the squeezing. L'chatchila should be from the guf and the roish, but the eved, if it's just from the guf, it's kosher.